Today's daf is Chulin daf Lamed Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah on daf Lamed Amid Beis. So a loaded daf. Zok the Mishnah, Hashoychet Beis Roshin Ke'echad. Somebody was shechting, and with one slice he shechted two animals. Says the Mishnah Shchitasek Sheir, Shnayim Oichsim Besakin. If two people were holding on to a knife, the shechtin and they shechted together. Afilu Echad L'mayil of Echad L'mata. Even if one shechted on the top of the simonim, the other one on the bottom of the simonim, Shchitasek Sheir, the shechita is going to be kosher. We saw already in yesterday's daf, the Gemara discussed this part of the Mishnah, and the Gemara brought a machlekes on Meiram how to understand this part of the Mishnah. Does the Mishnah mean Shnayim Oichsim Besakin? As in Shnayim Oichsim Betalis, two people are holding on to the very same knife. One person is holding it on top, the other person is holding it on the bottom. Or does the Mishnah mean Shnayim Oichsim Besakin? There are two people holding on to different knives, and they're both shechting at the same time. Regardless, the Mishnah says Ksheir Hittis Es Haroish Bevachs Achas Psula. If the Shoichet, rather than shechting in a slicing motion, he shechted in a chopping motion. Rashi says the way somebody would cut a piece of meat or the way somebody would cut a vegetable, halacha is it's psula. This is what's known as drasa, as we've mentioned many times. This is one of the five halachas l'moshe misinai that govern the laws of shechita. If the person shechted, meaning he wasn't doiris, he didn't press, he didn't cut the animal the way you cut a vegetable. Rather, he sliced. However, v'hittis es harosh b'vaz achas, and in one slice, he severed the simonim of the animal, as opposed to what? As opposed to being moilich u'mevi, right? The perfect shechita is, you're moilich and you're mevi. So what this person did was, he was moilich, but he wasn't mevi. Or we'll see in the end of the Mishnah, he was mevi and he wasn't moilich. So he wasn't doires, but at the same time, he wasn't moilich u'mevi. Says the Mishnah, it depends. Imi yesh besakim alei tzavir ksheira. It depends on the length of the knife to determine whether this is going to be a kosher shechita. If the length of the knife is like the width of the neck of the animal, and the Gemara is going to explain what it means is that there's an additional length of the knife that equals the width of the animal. So it has to be two times the width of the neck of the animal in order for it to be kosher. If it's smaller than that, it's going to be possible. If somebody was shechting and he shechted two animals at the same time, the first line of the Mishnah said, but what this person did was, he wasn't moilich and mevi, he was only moilich, or he was only mevi. So there the halach is, just like we said in the previous case, that if you're moilich and you're not mevi, it could be it's going to be kosher as long as the knife is long enough. How long does it have to be in addition to the width of the neck of the animal? It has to be another maloy tzavar. It has to be the width of the neck of a second animal. That's going to be true if you're shechting one animal. It's also going to be true if you're shechting two animals. Meaning, there would have been a havamina that if you're shechting one animal, then the additional length of the knife should be kemaloy tzavar behem echad. But if you're shechting two animals, maybe the additional length of the knife has to be kemaloy tzavar of two animals. Kamash malon, that if it's one maisa shechita, it just has to be an additional maloy tzavar. In that case, it's going to be kosher. And the Mishnah says, again, all this conversation of how long the knife has to be is by medvar mamur bezman shoylich lehevi oyhevi vleyoylich avalim hoylich vehevi. But if you did a proper shechita, you were moylich umevi afilu kolsho, even if the knife is very, very small. We'll see what that means. Afilu bizemel, even if you use a scalpel, ksheira, the halach is it's going to be kosher. So we have another very important mishnah that discusses shechita 101, the basic halachas of how shechita has to be done. Number one, we saw a halach in the Mishnah that you could shech two animals with one swoop. Additionally, Shnayim Oichsim Besakin, whatever that means, Shechita Soik Sheira. The Mishnah mentioned the halacha of drasa, that Shechita has to be Beis Simonim, Roiv of the Beis Simonim, but you're not allowed to press against the Simonim. You can't be Doires, but rather what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to be Moilech Umevi. Now, if you do it in the way you're supposed to do it, you're Moilech Umevi, it doesn't matter what the size of the knife is, it's always going to be kosher. Afilu Kolshu, the Mishnah says, even an izemel, even a scalpel, that's not a knife, even something like that, as long as it's sharp enough to sever the simonim without causing the animal to be a trefer before you sever the simonim, it's going to be kosher. In the event that you weren't dairis, you also weren't moilich u'mevi, so you didn't mess up, it wasn't drasa, but you also didn't do the perfect shechita. You were moilich, but you weren't mevi, or you were mevi and you weren't moilich. Is it kosher? It depends on the length of the knife. If the knife is long enough that in addition to the width of the neck of the animal, it has an additional width of the neck of the animal. It's an addition in Beloit Tzavar Behema. Doesn't matter if you were shechting one animal, if you were shechting two animals. The halacha is that it's going to be kosher. If it's smaller than that, it's going to be possible. Zochti Gemara Nani Milia Mashmuda Makro. How do you know that the perfect shechita is Moilechu Mevi? It's learned from the following pasuk. It says, Chetz Shachot L'shoinam Mirma Diber. So we compare shechita to an arrow. And just like an arrow, you're Moilechu Mevi, you pull back the strings of the... You pull back the strings of the bow, and that causes the chetz, the arrow, to move forward. So there's a moilechu mevi concept. So too, shechita has to be done in that way. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, v'shachat, when it says in the pasuk, v'shachat, ein v'shachat, elo u'mashach. The word v'shachat means u'mashach. You have to be moilechu mevi. How do you know that? So there's two psukim. Number one, the pasuk says, zohov shachot. And this is a pasuk in Melachim Aleph. And pashut, what it means over there is it's beaten up gold. So what the smiths used to do is they would beat up gold, they would soften it, and then they would schlep it in different directions, depending on the form that they wanted the gold to take on. See, the word shachot means to be moshech. And the pasuk says, chetz shachot l'shein, amir mediba, the pasuk that we brought previously, that shchit is like a chetz, and just like a chetz, you take the bowstring, you pull it, that causes the chetz to move forward. There's a moilechu mevi concept. Shechita is moilechu mevi. My boy, I mean, why do you need two pesukim for? Shechita is zav shachot shenitfak kechutu. Because had we only had the first pasuk zav shachot, you would think that maybe the word shachot over there doesn't mean beaten. It's not midlashon. You're going to be moishech the zav in the direction that you want to form it. But rather, maybe the word shachot is made up of two words. It's shechot. It's from the word chot, a thread. And maybe the point is that it was referring to gold that was spun like a thread. Tashma, that's why we have a second pasuk that says chetz shachot. The context over there is not zahav. The context over there is a chetz. And you see, we compare the chetz to shechita. Thus, just like the chetz has the moilech umevi motion, so too shechita has the moilech umevi motion. Says the Gemara, Rava have a badik le gira the Rabbi Yoina bar tachlifa. Rava was once badik an arrow for Rabbi Yoina bar tachlifa. The shachet ba'ufa bahada the parach. And he shechted an oif, a bird, while it was flying. So he was demonstrating shechita for Rabbi Yoina bar tachlifa. And he says, watch what I could do. So he took an arrow, he was boidik to make sure there were no pigimais. You have to be boidik a sakin from Avinu by the Akeda. You have to be boidik a sakin. So he checked the arrow under the sun, right? It was perfect. And now he says, take a look. And there was a bird that was flying. He shot the bird, perfect shechita. He nailed the simon, says the Gemara. How in the world could Rava be samech on such a shechita? V'delma avit chalada. Why aren't you worried that even if after he saw the bird, he saw that he hit it perfectly, and it was a perfect shechita, but maybe the arrow went into the bird first, then it shechted the simen, which we know is not good. That's chalada. Chalada means it was borrowed. You have to make sure that you shechted from the outside, not from the inside. So the Gemara says, chazina gitfi the mifrim. He was able to see from the feathers that the incision came from the outside, it wasn't from the inside. Faith Gemara v'abaya kisoy. He was shechting a bird. A bird, an oif, like a chaya, requires kisei adam. The blood must have splattered all over the place. So how did he do kisei adam? Says the Gemara, maybe the chitim and the michzile. Maybe when he collected the blood, right? Then he was able to pull it together. But Vamar Rab Zeira Amar Rav, Ashleichet Tzarech Shitin Afal Amata Afal Amaylo. But halacha is that for kisei adam, it's not enough that you cover with dirt. There has to be offer underneath it as well. Shem, as the pasuk says, v'chiseu be'offer afal. Lo yinemra ela be'offer. Malama, you learn from there. Ashleichet Tzarech Shitin Afal Amata Afal Amaylo. You have to sandwich the blood in between the offer, and we learn from there that what you need to do is you need to prepare offer initially, right? Because technically all the ground is offer, right? For the most part. But Rashi says you need offer tichayach. You need loose offer, soft offer, which would have had to been prepared previously. It doesn't sound like Rava prepared offer for him to be able to do the kisei hadam, says the Gemara. You have to say the mazman leila offer, the kulupiska. No, Rava prepared for this. Everything was set up. He knew what he was trying to do. He knew that the blood was going to splatter. So he had all the offer tichayach in already. He did a perfect shechita. He was able to see from the feathers that there was no chalada. He used an arrow, which is a chiddush, that you could use an arrow, even though it's not a sakin. The bottom line is, says the Gemara, Rava have a bodik le gira le Rabbi Yoina bar tachlifa. I saw in the Sha'an Mitzion and Malacha, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Braun, he says that don't shtel tzu this maisa to the tshuva from the Reid of Yehuda that we always speak at. And Yeridei Tinyana Simen Yud, are you allowed to go hunting? So the Reid of Yehuda says a Jew shouldn't hunt because that was maisa esav, that was maisa nimrod. It sounds like Rava's hunting. So he says, obviously this was different. He was demonstrating Hilcha Shchita. I thought that was worth mentioning. Either way, Rab Zeira said, so we saw in the Mishnah that let's say somebody shechted and he wasn't Moilach Umevi. So the perfect shechita is Moilach Umevi. It's supposed to be like the chet, just like the chet. You're Moilach Umevi. That's the way the shechita is supposed to be. It's supposed to be chet shachet, but at the same time, it still could be kosher if you were a Moilach Umevi. How so? The Mishnah said that if the sakin was Meloy Tzavar, it was the length equal to the width of the neck of the animal, that would make it kosher. So Rab Zeira said that the way you have to read the Mishnah is Meloy Tzavar v'chutz l'tzavar, meaning it has to be equal to the Meloy Tzavar, but it has to be even longer than that. How much longer? It has to be an additional Meloy Tzavar, meaning the way you read the Mishnah is, if the Sakin has an additional Meloy Tzavar, it's going to be kosher, meaning it has to be equal to Trey Tzavari, maybe it means a Mashu more. Tashma. The Mishnah said that if somebody shechted two animals at the same time, which the Mishnah, the first line of the Mishnah said is okay, Tzavar echad kosher. So here the Mishnah doesn't say yesh b'sakim meloy tzavar. Here it adds the word echad. Says the Gemara, my meloy tzavar echad. What does the word echad mean? Ilay meloy tzavar echad v'sulay. It doesn't mean that the knife just has to be meloy tzavar echad. That can't be because hashda b'vehema achas b'ulin meloy tzavar v'chutz tzavar. Because Reb Zeira said that when you're shechting one behema and you're going to be meilech v'loy hevi or hevi v'loy meilech, it has to be more than a meloy tzavar. Then b'shtei behema sagdul meloy tzavar echad. Then it's poshet that if you're shechting two animals, it has to be more than a meloy tzavar echad. Ela pshita. When the Mishnah says meloy tzavar echad, it means meloy tzavar chutz l'shnei tzavarim. In addition to it being the length of two tzavarim, because in this case you're shechting two animals, it has to be an additional meloy tzavar. If that's the case, then in the ratio, when you're shechting only one animal, and we said it has to be more than the meloy tzavar, how much more? Shema mino, meloy tzavar, chutz letzavar, shema mino. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is if you're meilech umevi, it doesn't matter how small the knife is, it could be a scalpel, it could be a mashu, as we'll see in the Gemara in a second, anything is going to be kosher. If you were meilech v'lei hevi, hevi v'lei meilech, then it depends on the length of the knife. How long does the knife have to be? So it has to be two times the length of the neck of the animal that you're shechting. So whatever that is, that's the shear, that's how much you have to have. The chiddush that the Mishnah said is that if you're shechting two animals at the same time, all you need is one meloy tzavar extra. You don't need a meloy tzavar extra for each animal that you're shechting. But if you were meilechu mevi, what did the Mishnah say? Last line, afilu kol shehu, afilu bi'izemel k'sher. Rabbi Nasha said that when the Mishnah says in izemel is kosher, it means in izemel a scalpel she'in lo karnayim, that has no horns. So Rashi says regilin hayulasos kemin karnayim le'azmilin le'noi al gabei matal tzay roshan. So they used to put these little horns, little protrusions on the top of the scalpels. It was done l'noi, simply because it made it look nice. Now those karnayim, if you're going to shecht with it, it's a little hook, and we're afraid that it may go into the simen, and it may render the animal a treifa before you're able to do a kosher shechita. So the only time it's kosher to use an izemel is if it's an izemel she'en lo karnayim. Amalei, Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Avi l'Rav Nasha, mechtamai, are you allowed to use a needle? Amalei, mechtamizda baza. No, you can't use a needle because we're afraid that it's going to make a nick, and it's like a pgam, it's going to cause the animal to be a trefa. Machta de ushbechimai. What about the needles or the blades that people that made leather used to use? So Rashi says, Miratzeya haratzonim, shepiois of chedudim. The sides of it are very, very sharp. V'choidchin chutei atfar. They used to cut leather with it. So that's a different type of instrument. Is that kosher? Amalei tanina? I think yes. You know why? Because the Mishnah says, afilu kosher. The Mishnah says that if you were meilech umevi, a kolshu is kosher, and an izemel is kosher. My love, what does kolshu mean? It's coming to be marba something. Presumably, it's probably what's coming to be marba that. So in other words, even though it's not mefurish anywhere, but I think that's what the Mishnah means when it says kolshu. But the Gemara says, lo, maybe what the Mishnah means when it says kolshu is izemel. The Mishnah says izemel. The Mishnah says, afilu kolshu, afilu bizemel. So the Gemara says, prusha kam mefarish. Maybe the way you read the Mishnah is my kolshu izemel. Meaning, really, the Mishnah is saying one thing,
It's not talking about this machta de ushbechi. When it says kolshu, it means izemel. And the Mishnah, which it sometimes does, is mefarish what it says. It says, if you were melech maybe anything is okay, meaning even in izemel. And it just explained that by adding the words, because if you're going to tell me the machta de ushbechi is okay, once the Mishnah says, the machta de ushbechi is good, izemel mibaya, apparently the machta de ushbechi is a bigger chiddish that you can use for shchita than in izemel was. But the Gemara says it's not right, because izemel is shrichle. It could be, even had the Mishnah told me machta de ushbechi, you wouldn't know izemel. So good, I would have thought that izemel is worse. What do you mean? It's a sharper blade, it's a cleaner blade. The reason is, because the Gemara had previously said that only certain izemels are kosher. An izemel that doesn't have those hooks, but an izemel that has the karnayim is not kosher. Memela, solka daita chamina, I would have thought ligzar izemel she'ein like karnayim, atu izemel she'yesh like karnayim, kamash malon. The bottom line is that we have no raya, one way or the other, from the Mishnah, whether this machta de ushbechi is okay or it's not okay. Weiter. Again, this is a loaded daf, and depending on how much time we have at the end, see how much raid we have an opportunity to speak at. Either way, Zok the Mishnah, festing him hard. Naflo sakin. If a sheikhe was holding a knife, and then the knife slipped out of his hand, oops. Vishachta, and lo and behold, it shechted. Perfect. Money shechita. Afa pisha shechta, kedar kapsula, dalachas is basal. Shenema vizavachta viachalta. And we learn from there, masha ata zaveach ata oicho. And the emphasis on ata. Vizavachta, thou shall shecht. It has to come mikoyach gavra. You have to do a maisa that causes the shechita to go into effect. But if the shechita happens on its own, because the knife slipped out of your hand, the halacha is, it's not going to be a kosher shechita. Thus, nafla sakin v'shachta, afal pisha shachta shechitasa k'sher. Says the Gemara, a very obvious and a very profound diak. Time of the nafla. It sounds like from the Mishnah that the only reason this shechita was not good is because the sakin literally slipped out of the hands of the person that was holding it. Ha hipila. What would be if the person would have thrown the sakin on the ground without any intention of doing shechita? It would have came mikoyach gavra. It sounds like sheira. It would have been kasha. Right? The issue is that it wasn't masha ato zoveach ato oichol. You didn't do the maisa shechita. It fell out of your hand. There was no koyach gavra. You didn't even perform an action. There was no maisa. But let's say you would do a maisa without intending to do a shechita. You would throw it on the ground because you're upset. And lo and behold, there was an animal there and you shechted right with the tusimanim and it was perfect. Where was the Ma'il Chumevi, by the way? It was a long knife. You don't have to have the Ma'il Chumevi. It sounds like it would be okay. Even though you had no kavanah to do shechita. It's like the Gemara. Man, Tana, in kavanah to shechita. Who's the Tana that holds? That you don't need kavanah to shechita. I'm a rubber, it's Rab Nasin. The Tani, Ushi, is the Iridim in Chavrat. If somebody was throwing a knife, he wanted it to stick in a wall. And on its way, en route to the wall, it encountered an animal and it did a perfect shechita. Rab Nasan machsher v'chachamim poislam. Rab Nasan says it's kasha because you don't need kavana to do shechita. The chachamim say it's possible because you do need kavana to do shechita. Said Rava, Rab Nasan, who holds you don't need kavana to do shechita, he's the Tana of our Mishnah because according to the chachamim, that you need kavana to do shechita, even for shechita aschulin, it should come out then even if the person threw the knife to the ground. It wasn't just nafla. Even then it would be possible. The Mishnah's mashma, only nafla is possible. Ha hipila is kosher. Amar Rava, so Rava said, it must be the time of the Mishnah, is Rab Nasan. And by the way, the Gemara says, Utanila, for who amala, Rava continued, and Rava said, Allah to Rab Nasan. Fake the Gemara. Why did Rava have to make this diuk in our Mishnah and point out that the Stam Mishnah is Rab Nasan and that the Allah is like Rab Nasan? Amar Rava Chadazim, Rav said it already earlier in the Masechta, the time we learned in the Mishnah, the very first Mishnah in the Masechta, Hakol Shaykh Dinu Shchitasim, Ksheiru Chutz, Micheiru Shaykh Dinu. Then the Mishnah says, V'kulon Sheshachdu, V'achein Roi Noisam, Shchitasim Ksheiru. That even Acheiru Shaykh Dinu, that are considered Lav B'neidas, if they do a Shchita, and Acheiru Ma Roi Noisam, it's going to be okay. V'amrin, and the Gemara said, Man, Tandad Loi Boi Kavon L'Shchita. Obviously, if Acheiru Shaykh Dinu could do Shchita, they could be a God Olay Med Al Gabo from today till tomorrow. They don't have das. So what do you see from here? That you don't need Kavon of a Shchita. Rava said, yep, it's a great diet, and Rav Nasan he. And the time of the first Mishnah of Mitzach is Rav Nasan. So, Luchura, why would Rava have to comment and say that the Stam Mishnah in Chulun Daf Lamed Aleph is Rav Nasan, if he already commented and said that the Stam Mishnah in Chulun Daf Beis Amen Aleph is Rav Nasan? Why do Rava have to make this diet twice? Says the Gemara Tzricha, the Yashmin and Hassam, because had we only had the Mishnah on daf beis, I would have thought mishum deka mechavim l'shum chaticha ba'oila. Because at the very least, the cherishayt of a katan are having kavana to shecht. But over here, when a person just threw the knife to the ground, you would have thought that even Rav Nosson holds, it's not okay. That's why Rava wanted to make the diyuk and point out that according to Rav Nosson that you don't need kavana, even if you didn't have kavana to do anything. You just had kavana to throw a knife on the floor. That's also going to be okay. Had we only had this diyuk, I would have thought Mishum Dekasim Mekarech Ben Das. Then maybe the only time Rav Nosson's halach is true that you don't need kavana is if at the very least the person who did the Ma'isa Shechita, albeit without Kavana, was someone that is a Bendas. But in the case of a Kherashayt of a Katan, where they are physically not Bnei Das, Ema, Lo, you would think that that makes it worse, and even according to Rav Nosson, it won't be okay. Tzricha, that's why Rava wanted to clarify that when Rav Nosson said that Shechita Lo Yibayi Kavana, it means that even if the person doing the Shechita is a Kherashayt of a Katan, that's not even capable of having Das, and it means even if you didn't have any kavana to do, any maisachat, you weren't even trying to throw nothing. You just threw it on the ground. That's all you did. It doesn't matter. Rav Nosson Shita is that Shchita Schulin is loy bayi kavana. So the Gemara is going to digress now for about an amid. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to see why the Gemara did what it did. Itmar. Nida shenensa v'tofla. Discussing a woman who's a nida. She has to go to the mikveh in order to become tar. She went to the mikveh, but she went to the mikveh ba'oines. So at the very end of the daf, it's really going to be on tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to explain exactly what the case was with this nida shenensa. But for now, all we need to know is that this nida ended up in a mikveh, but she ended up in the mikveh ba'oines. The question is, does the tefillah work or does the tefillah not work? A tefillah of a tamei ba'oines. Shma tefila, aloy shma tefila. Shmaki Gemara. I'm Ravina, my Rav. So Rav Yehuda said, I heard from Rav Tahira Lebesa that the halacha is as follows. She's considered Tahira Lebesa, meaning she's muta betashmish, Rashi says. She's allowed to go back to her husband, but vasura lecha betruma. But at the same time, if she's an eshes kayin, she wouldn't be able to eat truma. Rav Yehuchanan says, afle beis loy tahira. She's not allowed to eat truma. She's not allowed to go to her husband at all. So according to Rav Yehuchanan, a tefila ba'oines is not a tefila at all. According to Rav, it depends. As it relates to truma, it's not considered a tefila. As it relates to her husband, it's considered only Rav or Rav Nachman. So Rav told Rav Nachman, the Rav, according to Rav, it doesn't make sense. You know why? Oven karis hutra. A nida to her husband is an isakaris. A tame, a nida that eats truma is chayim misa b'dei shamayim. We know that karis and misa b'dei shamayim are not the same thing. In fact, karis is more chamor than misa b'dei shamayim. So how is it possible that she's allowed to go to her husband, meaning it's considered a tefillah for the iser chamor of karis, but she's not allowed to eat truma? It's not considered a tefillah as it relates to the iser kal of misa b'dei shamayim. Amalei, so Rav Nachman told Rav, this has nothing to do with chamor or kal. That's not the point. The point is not one is more chamor than the other, because if that's the case, you're right. A nida being with her husband is much more chamor than a nida eating truma. You know what the point is? By the chulin, her husband is chulin. The chulin loy bayi kavana. Truma is kachim, and kachim requires kavana. Meaning, Rav held that a tameh whose toivel shaloi midas, it's a tefila legabe in yonei chulin. It's not a tefila regarding in yonei kachim. So a woman towards her husband, that's a shaylin hilchas chulin. Hilchas chulin shma tefila. As it relates to truma, that's hilchas kachim. As it relates to Kachem, Loish says the Gemara, no, Tamra. Okay, we need a makar for this. Here's the digression. Detnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Gal Shen Nitlash. Somebody was standing on the side of the ocean, and then this monster wave came. Ubayar Bam Sa. It had 40 Sa. A Gal is a wave. It detached itself from the ocean. There's 40 Sa. It's coming. There was a man standing on the side of the ocean, and he was standing next to Kalim, and it fell on him. If he was Tameh, or if the Kalim were Tameh, the Halach is Tahir. Everybody is Tahir. Says the Gemara, my lab, Adam, do me the Kalim. The Mishnah put Adam and Kalim together. It sounds like that there's some sheiches between the two as it relates to how they become Tahir. Do Kalim have Kavana when they go into the mikveh to become tar? No, because Kalim says Rashi less to das. So af Adam nami loy bayi kavana. So maybe we can prove from here that Adam doesn't need kavana either. But the Gemara says, "Mimai, how do you know that?" Maybe we're talking about a person who's waiting, he's hoping. When's this wave going to finally come? He wants the wave to fall on him because he wants to be tar. In other words, He is having kavana, right? He's saying, and if that's the case, and he has kavana, we can prove just the opposite. Maybe Adam has to have kavana af kelim nami to come a chavin lu Adam. Maybe kelim also, the only time it come tar, it's true that kelim can't have kavana, but maybe the owner of the kelim has to have kavana. But the Gemara said, if you're going to tell me, B'yoshev, it's a mile memory, what's the chiddush of this case? Suddenly there's some chiddush in this story, that a person was waiting for a wave to fall on him, and or he wasn't waiting, but the point is, there's some sort of chiddush that this is a good taira. Bishlama, if you're supposed to walk away from this Mishnah, saying, Adam do the Kalim, and just like Kalim don't have das, so too Adam doesn't have to have das, that's a chiddush. There's a chiddush that you don't have to have das when you're mitahir yourself in a mikvah. But if you're going to tell me you do have to have das when you mitahir yourself in a mikvah, so what then is the chiddush in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the chiddush is. In fact, I'll tell you two chiddushim. Number one, now the time I would have thought, ligzer mishum chardolis shel gushamim. The halacha is that if it's raining, and now this rainwater that's coming down a mountain, very, very fast, and you're standing on the bottom of the mountain, this 40 saw of rainwater, it falls on you. The halacha is you're not tahar. Because megishamim is only mitahir if it's in one place. But if it's running water, it's what's known as zoichalin, the halacha is, it doesn't work. And being that this wave is eerily similar to the rainwater that's coming down the mountain, so maybe you would have thought that this whole case of the Mishnah is dead on arrival. Because you would think that this Gal Shen Mitlash is too similar to the Chardalish Al Gishamim. And that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That it's okay, Inami, another Chiddush is, Ligazer Roshin Atukipin. Because as we'll see in a moment, the only time it's kosher, if someone's Matire himself or is Kalim in the wave, is if the person stays on the ground or the Kali is on the ground, and then the tip of the wave lands on the person while he's on the ground. But let's say you have this galsha nitlash, this 40 saw, this monster wave that's up in the air. And you have a keli that's tummy. So you throw the keli into the gal. The halach is it's not going to be tahar. So another chiddush. The chiddush is, you would have thought that being that it only works in lumdis and hilchas mikvahs if you're on the ground. But it doesn't work if you throw it into the air. So maybe we should be geyser rushing when you're on the floor, up to keeping when it's in the air, not keeping. By the way, how do you know that the only time this galshen nitlash works is if the keli or the person's on the ground but not in the air? Tonight, it's a mafurish mishnah. Matpilim berushin, ve'in matpilim bekeeping, and the reason is she'ain matpilim ba'avert. The bottom line is that we have no raya from this mishnah in Mesechtes Mikvois that's discussing the galshen nitlash to this shaila, whether tefillah requires kavana or tefillah does not require kavana. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, we need a makar. How do you know that tefillah for chulin does not require kavana? So the Gemara says, the Tanan, we know from another Mishnah, Mishnah Mesechtes Machshirin, Peiros Shenaflu L'toich HaMas HaMayim. Somebody had fruit, Peiros, and they fell into water. U'pasham Yishe Yadav Tmeis, and then the person went into the water, stuck his hands in, he wanted to pull the fruit out. Just so happens that his hands were Tamei, V'natlan, and he pulled the fruit out. Dalach is Yadav Tahiris. His hands now become tar. Why? Because his hands were in water. And even though he didn't have kavana to clean his hands, why did he put his hands in the water? To pull the fruit out. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, his hands became tar. What about the fruit? Einam b'chiyutan. The halacha is that if later a sheretz, one of the shmoyne shratzim falls on top of the fruit are not huchshel lekabel tuma. What do you mean they became wet? Because the halacha is that the only time fruit becomes huchshel lekabel tuma is if the fruit were first wet, but you were nicha, you were happy, you were satisfied with the fact that it became wet. In this case, there was no satisfaction. Number one, when the fruit fell into the water, it just fell in, you weren't even happy about it, you right away wanted to pull it out. Now you'll tell me, we had this earlier in Mesechtes Chulin, and this is Machshirin 101, that for Chiyutan, you don't need to be satisfied with the water on the fruit. As long as you're satisfied with something becoming wet, that in and of itself is enough. So maybe you can make the argument that the fruit should be huchshel lekabel tuma, because when you put your hands into the water, your hands became tahar. So there's a nichusa now from the water, albeit on your hands, and that should then say that if that same water was on the fruit, as it was, now the fruit is huchshel lekabel tuma. But that doesn't work. You know why? Because when you stuck your hands into the water, you never had das to be matar your hands either. That's something that you found out later. But you never had kavana. So there was never a nichusa. There was no nichusa for the fruit to become clean. There was no nichusa for your hands to become tahar. As a result, even though your hands are tahar, because you don't need das for your hands to be tahar, but peiros ein b'chiyuta. Let's say you stuck your hands into the water to clean your hands. Yadav tahar. Certainly your hands are tahar. Peiros b'chiyuta. And over here the peiros are going to be b'chiyuta. Why? Because you have nichusa for the water
not on the fruit, but on your hands. But that's enough. The hilchas machshirim. But what do you see from here? L'chura, you see from this Mishnah that if you stick your hands inadvertently into water and they were tamei, when you pull your hands out, they're going to be tar. So you see clearly, l'chaira, this halacha, that tefila works, afilo shalei b'kavan. But isvei, Rav Rav Nachman, Rav Asakash Rav Nachman, from a Gemara Mesechtes Chagiga, tova l'chulin, v'huchzak l'chulin. If somebody was tova l'chulin, v'huchzak. Now Rashi says, huchzak over here means he had kavana to be metahir his hands for chulin. The halacha is, he could eat chulin, but also the mice, he's not letting mice. Mice, sheni can't eat, says the Gemara, huchzak l'chulin, huchzak l'chulin. It sounds like the only time that the tahira works, the tefila works for chulin as if he was huchzak l'chulin. So you see, clearly you have to have kavana l'chulin. The Gemara says, this is the way you read. Afa pisha huchzak l'chulin, tava l'chulin, not vi huchzak l'chulin. You don't have to be huchzak l'chulin. You don't have to have das for chulin. What it means that even if you had das for chulin, still also the mice, it's going to be also the mice. Esvi another kasha. Tava v'li huchzak, kilo loy tavel. If someone tavelled, v'li huchzak, he didn't have das. It's as if he didn't tavel. My love, kilo loy tavel klal. Doesn't it mean it's as if you didn't tavel at all? Not even for chulin. The Gemara says, loy kilo loy tavel l'meiser. Avo tavel l'chulin. It's as if you didn't tavel l'meiser, but it is considered a tefila l'chulin. So Rava was asking these kashas to Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman was deflecting all the kashas. The Gemara says, who saw the chulin come atchile? That when Rava was discussing this with Rav Nachman, he walked away thinking, no. I think I'm asking good kashas. Rav Nachman's deflecting it, but it could be I'm right. Says the Gemara, Nafak, Dok Vashkach. But then Rav, Sanabis Medrash, he went through the sugya and he found that some afurish of Raisa, the Tanya, Tav Avaloi Huchzik, if someone toivled and he didn't have any das, what's the halacha mutter lechulin, the asale meiser? So it's a afurish of Raisa, bottom line. So we had a machloikis between Rav and Rav Yechon, a nida, who ba'oines ends up in a mikvah. And she now toivel. Is it a good tefillah or is it not a good tefillah? Rav said it depends. Tahira lebesa, she's mutter to her husband, but asur lecha b'truma. She's not lady truma. What's the difference? Her husband is chulin. Tefillah shalei midas is considered a tefillah with regards to chulin. Truma is kachin. A tefillah shalei midas is not considered a tefillah as relates to kachin. Rabbi Yochanan said af lebesa leitara a tefillah shalei midas heis nishkain tefillah. It's not a tefillah not for chulin. It's not certainly not going to be a tefillah for kachin. And after the Gemara went through many mishnayos and brises and gemaras, the Gemara came out. Rava found a brisa that seems to support Rav. The brisa said clearly, Tavel v'loy huchzik. If someone was tamei and he toivel and he had no das to do a tefillah, what's the halacha? Mutter lechulin v'asa l'maisa. So says the Gemara. What's the next question that the Gemara is going to ask? Amalei abayi l'Rabbi Yosef le'mit yavet tiyufta d'Rabbi Yochanan meha lechura to tiyufta d'Rabbi Yochanan. Yechon can't argue with a braisa, and this is a mafurish a braisa, where the braisa says that you don't have to have das for tefillas chulin. So the Gemara says, Amalei, so he told him, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef. It's true, Rabbi Yechon doesn't shtim with this braisa, but there is a Tana, the Messiah, the Rabbi Yechon. Who is that, the Tanya? Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef, Omer. And the context over there is a beged that has a nega. So a person could become a mitzayra, a bias could become a mitzayra, and a beged could become a mitzayra as well. The halach is, if a beged has a nega, you bring it to the kohen looks at it, he washes it, he tells you to wait 7 days. If after 7 days the nega is still there, he washes it a second time. And the pasuk over there says, it's discussing the second time we're washing this beged, without all the details of the halacha, and it says, v'chubas shenis, she'll wash it since Svetinmo, v'tar, it's going to be tar. And the Gemara asks, ma tam alay mashenis? I mean, if you're holding cheshbon in those psukim, just by being mava sedra, listening to the balkayr on Shabbos, you know already up to the second kvisa. So why does have to say v'chubas shenis? Says the Gemara, makish tachbayis shnil chbayis rishayin. Ma tachbayis rishayin ladas. The first tachbayis had to happen last. The pasuk says v'tziva hakoyin. The koyin is going to preside over this washing. He's going to be standing there. He's going to say, you have to wash it. You can't just punk fall into a mikvah. No. Or into the washing machine. It's something that the kohen has to oversee. Now, by the second kvisa, it doesn't say that. But we learn, the first kibbutz, the kohen presided over. Maybe the second kibbutz as well. Tamaloyma, the last word in the pasuk is vitar, mikomakim, to tell me somebody has to have das. Not the kohen. But what do you see from here? You see that tvila, kibbutz, needs das. This was Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef. He obviously argues with that price, because our price said that tefillah l'chulin doesn't need das. Over here we're discussing cleaning this baguette, even for chulin, and unless somebody has das at the time that you wash the nega out of this baguette, it's not going to be considered a tahira. So you see, tahira, it's not tefillah, it's a little different, but tahira leads das. Bottom line is, this is a braisa that supports Rabbi Yonis. And says the Gemara, Maskeflo Rav Shimi Barashi, Mi Am Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. We have one problem, and now it ties back into our sugya. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say, is it true, is it possible, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that tefillah l'chulin is bayidas? And even though there's a snam braisa that says, loy bayidas, he holds like this one sheet, the Rabbi Yonis and Ben Yosef, who brought a raya from the laws of a beged that has taras. You know what the problem is? Our Mishnah. Because from Rabbi Yochanan said, halacha k'stam Mishnah. V'tnana, we learned in our Mishnah, nafla sakim v'shachta, afal pisha shachta kedarga psula. V'avina ba, time of the nafla. And the Gemara made the deal. Only because the sakin fell out of the hand of the shaychet, there was no koyach gavra, that's why it's apostle shchita. Ha, he pilo huk shere, but let's say he would have dropped it on the floor, there would have been a koyach gavra, would have been kosher. Vafa gav to lay mechad. V'abrinan, and we said, man tanda lay bayi kavana le shchita, v'amai rav rab nosan hi. And at the Mishnah, we said, it's going to rab nosan, that you don't have to have kavana. Now, our Mishnah is discussing chulin, right? We're learning mesach to chulin. So we're discussing shchita chulin. So you see that shchita chulin, tahaira, for shchita chulin, is loy by kavana. Interesting kasha. So freak the Gemara kasha. Rabbi Yochanan, we know Pasuk is like every Stam Mishnah in Shas. That is Rabbi Yochanan Shita in Shas. Halacha k'Stam Mishnah. We have a Stam Mishnah that Shchitas Chulin is loy by kavana. It's true, it's Rav Nosson. But the Stam Mishnah in Mesechtas Chulin, Daf Beis Amar Aleph, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amar Aleph, is all Rav Nosson who holds that Shchitas Chulin is loy by kavana. So why then should Shchitas Chulin be loy by kavana, yet Tvila of a Tamei Lechulin and the Gemara would say stira. First, there's two different halachas. One, we're discussing Anida, who's Tame. She did tefillah, shaloi bekavana. Is it a tahira legabe chulin or is it not? Here we're discussing shchita. Obviously, in the Gemara, there's some commonality between tefillah and between shchita. We're not going to have time to talk about this today. Metz Hashem on Sunday. But for now, what we need is the Gemara thinks it's chulin and chulin. Gzeir shava chulin, chulin. They're both chulin. In one case, you're shechting chulin. In the other case, you're toiveling for chulin. Yet, in our Mishnah, you see yiloi bayi kavan. And we know Rabbi Yechanan passes like every single Stam Mishnah. And Rabbi Yechanan here holds like Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef, who holds that a tefillah l'chulin is bayi Kavana, says the Gemara. You have to say, b'shchita, afilu Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef, comes to shchita, even Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef is going to agree. Thus, it's not going to be a stira. Meaning, there is a chilek between tefillah l'chulin and between shchita l'chulin. How do you know that? Meaning, what's the premise for that? The Gemara in Svara doesn't like it. So we need a makar, says the Gemara. I'll tell you why. Because mitigali rachman mesasek b'kachim pasul. We know that halacha is if someone was mesasek, somebody shechted, but he didn't realize he was doing a shechita by kachim, it's pasul. And the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. That's really the punchline of the Gemara. Rashi says, d'chsiv l'rtzonchem tizbechu. And we learn from there, l'daitchem zavuchu. It's learned out from a pasuk that mesasek b'kachim is pasul. Now, if every single shechita the Mesasek was not a good shchita, though I need a pasuk Mesasek Bekachim. You know what you see from there? Michlal de Chulin Leibin in Kavana. You see, when it comes to Chulin, it's different. So it's true. Rabbi Yonis ibn Yosef holds that tefillah is by Kavana. He learns it out from a pasuk. He also holds that shchita Chulin is loy by Kavana. He learns it out from a pasuk as well. The pasuk that says Mesasek Bekachim is pasul is the makar that Mesasek Bechulin is kosher. In other words, chulin loy bayi kavana. V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan who argue with Rav Nosson, the Rabbanan who hold that chulin is bayi kavana, right? Our Mishnah we said is Rav Nosson. The Rabbanan argue. Now that we have a pasuk, mesasik bekachim pasuk michlal de chulin loy bina kavana, what are the Rabbanan going to do with that pasuk? So the Gemara says nehida loy bina kavana lizvicha. It's true. You see from that pasuk that only by kachim is mesasik pasuk. I mean, only by kachim do you have to have kavana to do shchita. But lechaticha beinon. So you could prove from there that you don't have to have kavana to do a shchita, quote unquote. But at the very least, you have to have kavana to do a chaticha, to be cutting a piece. But if you just threw a knife on the floor, then you didn't even have kavana for to do a maisa chaticha, that's going to be worse. Amar Rava, and Rava concludes this discussion, as far as we're concerned, the Gemara continues. But for now, Amar Rava, baha zakinu Rav Nosson l'Rabbanon, that it's that last line where Rav Nosson was able to prove the Rabbanon wrong. Why? Because miksiv v'chatachta, v'zavachtuksiv. Meaning, you're acknowledging that there's a pasuk that says, mesasik b'kachim's pasuk, mechalda b'chulin is kasher. So you see there's an idea of chulin loy boy kavana. That's Rav Nosson Shita. What are the Rabbanan going to say? It's true. You don't need kavana for zvicha, but you do need kavana for chaticha.
Tainid Ram Nosin, it doesn't say v'chatacht anywhere in the Torah. When you're coming up with this spalt that you need kavanu v'chaticha, you just don't even, it says in the Torah, it had it said v'chatacht, I hear. But it doesn't say that. V'meli yibin kavanu l'chaticha, afilu l'zvicha nami l'boi. And he loy bin kavanu l'zvicha, l'chaticha nami loy l'boi. What we should be concerned with is zvicha, not chaticha. I don't know. It has nothing to do with anything, said Rav Nosson. And the Gemara said, Rava said that was the checkmate argument. You see, all the Stam Mishnayos are like Rav Nosson. Why was Rav Nosson right? He's a Das Yachid. You think the Chachamim would have been right over Rav Nosson? Because he had a great argument. What was his argument? That you see from Mesasik B'Kachim Pasol, that Mesasik B'Chulin must be Kasher. The Rabbanon wanted to be Mechalik between Kavana L'Chaticha versus Kavana L'Zvicha. Rav Nosson said, had it said in the Torah V'chatachta, I would accept that. But it doesn't say the word V'chatachta anywhere in the Torah. As a result, it's either Zvicha and Chaticha, or it's no Chaticha, no Zvicha. And if you see that Mesasik B'Kachem is possible, must be that Shchita's Loi Boi Kavana, period. So there's a lot that we can focus on the daf that we just learned. But I think it's kedai to go back to some raid that we spoke at the beginning of the Masechta, it's already a month ago, and Ein Beis Medrash without many, many chedushim. And that is, the Noi Rabbi Yehuda, in his second tshuva in Yoyredeya. So it's Yoyredeya, and Shailos tshuva is Noi Rabbi Yehuda, Simen Beis. The Shoyo asked the Noi Rabbi Yehuda Akasha on the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, that all the Rishonim quote in the beginning of Masechta Zechor. So let's just read Chazarova, the Lashon of the Mordechai, and we'll get into it. Mordechai says as follows: Kasev Rabbeinu Baruch, Ra'isi Kasev Hilcha Shchita, Shehevi Rab Eldad Ben Machli, Haba Me'aseres Hashvatim. So there was a Yid, Rab Eldad Ben Machli. Most of the Rishonim refer to him as Eldad Hadani. He was from Shevet Dan. He emerged one day in the Haimish Krizen. He said that he lives in a faraway village. He spoke about the Sabatian River, etc., etc. We spoke at the Chidah last week, where the Chidah says that Shevet Yisachar was sitting and learning, as we all know, Yisachar's Mulin. But regardless, he comes from the Aseres HaShvatim, and he brings halachas with him. And one of the halachas that he brought was Hilchas Shchita. So he says as follows: Omar Yeshua mipi Moshe mipi Agvura. This is Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. Kal Azevech Lashem, if somebody shechts, the in yoideya Hilchas Shchita, aso lechem l'shchi tasek. Yeshua Benun continued. Kol tabach sheyishchot shchita sheina aguna, bein bebehema oichaya oif pigolhu. It's pigle. Lo yeyachol. You're not allowed to eat it, even though we're discussing shchitas chulin. V'lo yishchot ad sheyifne lakodesh lemakom tefila. A shoychet shouldn't shecht unless he davens first. V'im yishchot b'loy bracha. If a shoychet chulin is going to shecht without a bracha, pigolhu. It's going to be pigol. V'im yishchot arum. If he's not going to wear clothing while he does the shchita, pigol. V'im shiker. If he's under the influence, pigol. V'im shachat lo yehal of sudar al roisha, he wasn't wearing a yarmulke, pigol. V'im loyhurchat mishik vazera, if he's a balkari, v'shachat, pigol. And then he continued, he said that Avol's not let a shecht. V'ashchita asur miyad isha, miyad soris, miyad zokein, once he turns 80 years old, u'minar ad sheyimal yudches shana, and the minimum age for shchita is 18. Now, the most famous excerpt of this Hilchas Eretz Yisrael is that he said that a isha is not allowed to shecht. And Tosfos asks the Kasha, the first Tosfos of Masechta Chulin, the Mishnah says, hakol shoychten chutz mecher shoyt v'katan. It sounds like even an isha, which is the like Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. But the Shoyal asked the Rebbe Yehuda from a different part of the Brisa, a different part of Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. Because one of the things he said was, is that if somebody would shecht beloy bracha, pigol hu, it's going to be pigol. The Kasha was that the Mishnah says, but even a cheresh shayt v'katam, if there's a gadol oimed al gabov, if a cher maroy noisim, it's going to be okay. Now a cheresh is an enoy shayn meya ve'enoy medaber. If he's an enoy medaber, means he can't make a bracha. So this kasha was that how could a cheresh enoy shayn meya ve'enoy medaber shecht as long as a cher maroy noisim? L'chura, according to the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, it's a possible shchita, it should be pigol. So Noi Rabbi Yehuda wrote back, he said, first of all, I don't know why you're asking me kashas on Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. We don't paskin like Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, so why are we going to spend time and get excited over the fact that we have a kash on Hilchas Eretz Yisrael? Since when do we paskin like this Hilchas Eretz Yisrael? But says the Noi Rabbi Yehuda, v'afal pikein, l'dvarav shehiksha, now that you asked the question, let's talk about it a little bit. It says the Noi Rabbi Yehuda, that Emma says, I'll ask you another kash, because we have a sugyo, we just learned it right now, where the Gemara discusses if somebody shechts shalei b'kavana, according to Rab Nosson, which is the Stam Mishnah, shechitas l'ksheru. So for example, if somebody throws a knife against the wall, or if somebody throws a knife on the floor, and he just so happens he shechted, it's kash. In that case, says the Noi Rabbi Yehuda, did the person make the bracha? Of course he didn't make the bracha, and still you see the halach is, the shechit is going to be kash. According to the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, it's pigle, says the Noi Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say a chiddush.
And the Yehuda is miyashiv the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. He says, what do you mean the bracha is not? Why would the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael say that if you shecht without a bracha, it's going to be pigel, or the shechita is going to be possible? Since when do you find that a birchas hamitzvos should be ma'akiv in the shechita? Says the Yehuda, you know what the pshat is? Of course the bracha is not really ma'akiv in the shechita. But we know that someone that's a mummer l'shechita, if somebody is not zohir in Hilchas Shechita, he's a mummer, he's a chashud with regards to anything shechita related, unless it's l'teyavah. But if a person is a mum, if anything shechita related, the halacha is he becomes pasul shechita. If somebody doesn't make the bracha of hilchas shechita, says the Nei Yehuda, becomes a mum l'shechita, that's why it's going to be a problem. So that's only true, says the Nei Yehuda, if a person gets up to shecht and he says, he's a like baruch batayr tchila. Oh, a person like that, and a chanami, that's going to be an issue. But he says, this person who threw a knife against the wall, and it just so happens, was he a like baruch b'shechita tchila? No, he would have made a bracha, he wasn't trying to shecht. Or if a person threw a knife on the ground, or a cheresh she'enei aveinu medaber, being that he's not a mummer, it doesn't make him a chashid. The halacha, the principle of the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael of Eldad Hadoni Ben Machli is not going to apply. It only applies, says the Noi of Yehuda, if you do it b'kavana, because it's all predicated on the fact that you established a chashid or a mummer by doing that. Otherwise, it's not going to be an issue. But we also spoke out a tshuva nifla from Rav Hersh Pesach Frank. What's in Pesach Frank in his Hartzvi? It's in Yerudea. It's Simin Beis. And he said a beautiful teretz based on Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is a Masechtes Brachas. It's right in the beginning of Perek Ketzad Mevarchet. The Yerushalmi says, Minayin shekol ha-mitzvois to unois bracha. How do you know that every mitzvah that a person does, before he does it, he has to make a bracha? Rav Tanchuma, Rabbi Yudah Bar Kahana, B'shem Rabbi Loss. It says in the Torah, "Ve'etna lucha es lucha isa even va'Torah va'mitzvahs." Hikish Torah la'mitzvah. Ma Torah tuna bracha, birchas ha'Torah. Af mitzvah to unais bracha. Says Rav Hersh Pesach Frank, and others make the diak as well. That luchuri you see in this Yerushalmi a very big kiddush, because the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos daf tes vava min aleph, and this is something that everybody knows, and that is birchas ha'mitzvahs amid the rabbanon. So if somebody has a suffix, whether he did a mitzvah or has to do a mitzvah. So what do? You do the mitzvah, but you don't make the bracha. Because the mitzvah is deiraisa, the bracha is the rabbanon. Birchas ha-mitzvah is, even for a mitzvah deiraisa, is of course only the rabbanon. This Yerushalmi, it sounds like birchas ha-mitzvah is deiraisa. The Yerushalmi says, how do you know that mitzvahs require bracha? It's learned out from a hekesh. Ve'etna lecha es lucha yisa evan va-tayr va-mitzvahs. When makish tayr la-mitzvah, ma tayrah. Just like Birchas HaTorah requires is a mitzvah. And by the way, Birchas HaTorah is deraisa. Af mitzvah to una bracha. So we're learning Birchas HaMitzvah from Birchas HaTorah, which is a din deraisa. And the Gemara learns it from a pasuk. It's learned it from a hekesh. It's one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidrashos Behem. So it certainly sounds like from this Yerushalmi, that Birchas HaMitzvahs is deraisa. It sounds like that's the Shittas of Yerushalmi. Now, when we spoke at the Hartzvi the first time, we spoke at the abridged version. We're going to speak out the more extended version now. It says Rav Hersh Pesach, if that's the case, I want to tell you a Dover Nifla. The Gemara Masechtas Brachos is Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah over there discusses if someone said Kriya Shema, but V'loi Hishmiya La'aznoi. So he whispered it so quietly that he couldn't even hear what he was saying. Hakoris Shema, V'loi Hishmiya La'aznoi Yotza. Rabbi Yossi says, Lo Yotza, Yenat Yotza. Says the Gemara, despite the fact that Rabbi Yossi holds that when you read Kriya Shema, and if you don't hear the words that you're reciting, Yenat Yotza, the mitzvah's Kriya Shema, there's another sheet that's Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi Yossi is a Mishnah in Masechtes Trumos. The halacha over there was discussing a cheresh hamidaber the inu shemeya. So this is not the cheresh as in the cheresh shayt v'katan. The cheresh shayt v'katan is the inu shemeya the inu medaber. This is a cheresh hamidaber the inu shemeya. The halacha is lo yitroim. He should not be mafis shuma. The im toram shuma say shuma. And the Gemara comes out that the tan of that mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara asks a kasha, because if Rabbi Yossi holds that when you say kriya shema you have to hear the words, then l'chayra, a cheresh ha-medabra ve'eno shemeya shouldn't be able to be mafras truma. Because before you mafras truma, you have to make a bracha. And this cheresh is eno shemeya. He's medaber, he can make the bracha, but he's eno shemeya. And as a result, he has no way of hearing the bracha that he's making. So if he has no way of hearing the bracha that he's making, then shouldn't he be a problem? So like Rabbi Yossi, that you have to hear the words of Krishna.
So l'chayra, you have to hear the bracha that you make before you mafresh shuma. Zok the Gemara hazoy. Ad kan lo yikom Rabbi Yosi lo yotz el gabi kriyishma doi raisa. The Gemara says, it's not a kasha. You know why? Because kriyishma is doi raisa. And because kriyishma is doi raisa, over there, there's a halacha of hakeres es hashma v'lo yishmi lo oznoi lo yotz avol truma mishum bracha. But truma, we're dealing with the birchas hamitzvahs. U bracha derabana. And the bracha is the rabbanon. For loy bebracha tal yomilsa mimelo, because it's midrabbanon, it's not ma'akev. So it's true, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi, who holds that you have to hear the words of Kriyat Shema, holds that any time you need a talk, you have to hear what you're saying. And if you can't hear what you're saying, even if it's because you're a cheresh, hamedaber ve'inei shemeh, you're not going to be yotze. But time is the Gemara that birchas hamitzvahs is only midrabbanon anyways. Being that birchas hamitzvahs is only midrabbanon, it's for that reason. It's for that reason, says the Gemara, it's not a problem. And the same Rabbi Yosi who holds that if you say kriyashma, you don't hear the words of kriyashma, you're not yotze, holds that if you make a birchas hamitzvahs and you don't hear the bracha, it's going to be okay. I wouldn't mean you weren't yotze, sure you weren't yotze the bracha. But the bracha is only midrabbanon. Freik the shaykh sayin, freik the pnei Yeshua. It sounds like from the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying that it's because the Birchas HaMitzvahs is midrabanon, it's for that reason we don't care about the Birchas HaMitzvahs. As if to say, if the chiyuv to say Birchas HaMitzvahs would be midrairaisa, if it would be a chiyuv dairaisa, then we'd have a problem over here. Fake the Shagasari and the Pnei Yeshua, why would it be a problem? Let's say Birchas HaMitzvahs is dairaisa. Let's say. And your person's a cherish who's medabrev ene shemeya. He has no way of fulfilling the bracha because Rabbi Yosi Shit is, you have to hear what you say. And if you don't hear what you say, it's just hasnish geret. Okay, very nice. So you weren't yoytze the bracha, but you're still yoytze the mitzvah. Why does the Gemara say that the reason, according to Rabbi Yosi, a cheresh hamadav v'ene shemeya could be mafresh truma, is because the bracha is anyways only midrabanan. So it doesn't matter that he didn't have the bracha. As if to say, if the bracha would be dairaisa, it would bother me that he doesn't have the bracha. Frank the Shagasariya and the Pnei Yeshua. What do you mean? Even if the bracha is midairaisa, so it would be ma'akiv in the bracha. What does it have to do with the actual afrosh truma? And they blibe tzorachin, says Rav Hirsch Pesach, that the reason the Shagasariya and the Pnei Yeshua blibe tzorachin was because in the times of the Shagasari and the Pnei Yeshua, the Tosfos HaRosh wasn't printed yet. But he says, if you go to Yisvarim Shafer and you think of the Tosfos HaRosh, on Bruch, he asks the Kasha and he answers the Kasha. He says, a Dover Neira. He says that you see from this Gemara that the only reason a Bruch is not ma'akiv in the mitzvah is because Bruch is under the Rabbanah. But Enochinami, if the Chi of Bruch would be a chi of dairaisa, it'd be ma'akiv, not just the bracha, it'd be ma'akiv in the mitzvah. It's because bracha is amidrabanan that we always bifurcate the mitzvah and the bracha. You could do a mitzvah without a bracha, you miss that on the bracha. But if brachas would be midairaisa, you would not be able to do that. You wouldn't be able to spout the two. Yiddish. So you would have to, they'd be one and the same. They'd be attached by the hip, and you couldn't do a mitzvah without doing the bracha. Does Dr. Gemara? Hey, yois, birchas hamitzvahs is only midrabanan. So it comes out the bracha. It's not makiv the mitzvah. It's not makiv the mitzvah. That's why you yoitzah. But enochanami, if the bracha would be the deraisa, it'd be makiv the mitzvah. So it says Rav Tzvi Pesach. It comes out, and according to the Yerushalmi that holds birchas hamitzvahs is midiraisa, like the Tosfos HaRosh, which is muchach from the Shagasari in the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. It comes out that the bracha is ma'akiv. If the bracha is going to be ma'akim in the mitzvah, says Reb Tzvi Pesach, Oy Bazoi, we can answer the Shoyl's kasha and the Neid Behuda and the Neid Behuda's kasha and it's half of hell. What was the kasha? The Rav Eldad Hadoni came and he said, that's a state in Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, that if somebody shechts and he doesn't make a bracha, the halacha is the shechita is going to be pasul. So much so, he says, even though it's chulin, somehow it becomes pigel. I don't think there's a chi of chorus, but it's going to be pigle. And the shoyel asked the kasha, says, it doesn't make sense. We have rayas from Talmud Bavli that you don't have to make a bracha. Says Reb Tzvi Pesach, it's true. Talmud Bavli holds you don't have to make a bracha, because Talmud Bavli is l'shitasai. That birchas hamitzvah is only midrabanan. And being that it's midrabanan, it's not ma'akiv in the mitzvah. But the hilchas Eretz Yisrael, it came from Eretz Yisrael. It was going with the Talmud Yerushalmi. In fact, it's Yerushalmi in the beginning of Masechtas Chulin. This is doch Talmud Yerushalmi. Oh, and Talmud Yerushalmi l'shitasai. The Talmud Yerushalmi holds that birchas mitzvah is midai raisa. If it's midai raisa, it's ma'akim in the mitzvah. And chenami in the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, which is going b'shitas ha-Talmud Yerushalmi, the halacha is the bracha is going to be ma'akim. All the rayas from Bavli, you're right, this is all Bavli. I mean, that's these are rayas from Bavli. It's the Bavli l'shitasa that holds brachas mitzvahs with the rabbanon, like the Gemara says in brachas daf tesvavam and aleph. And it's like, and the Yerushalmi is l'shitasa. The Yerushalmi, the beginning of Perek Hetz and Mevarchim in Masechtas Brachas, that holds that brachas hamitzvahs is midiraisa. But we're just getting started. I found in the Minchas Usher, So it's in Parshas Kisavoy. So he says as follows. He has, it's the Indian Birchas HaMitzvos. And in Ois Beis, he says as follows. Vehine, zechurani sheshamati bebachrusi mimoyer v'rebi kvoit kdushas ha'admer mitzant Kloisenberg. Zeich ha'tzadik lebrocha. Shapirish, mashakos v'atoyser rosh v'sech v'schulin. And he brings the Har Tzvi's tshuva in Yoredei Simen Beis almost verbatim. Which is very bechidish to me. But either way, he brings this whole kasha that the Neid asked in a tshuva from the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael for all the Gemaras in Talmud Bavli, Shechitin Labai Kavana, I went up into the bracha, and he says he heard a teretz from his Rebbe, the Admir Mitzas Kloisenberg Zatzal, and the teretz was Mamish the Hartzvi's teretz. So, ha'ara number one, I'm not sure why he doesn't bring the Hartzvi. But he's very, very mairich in this, and at the end he says as follows. He says he found in the Kamarna Siddur, Besidde Kamarna, Huva Beshem Hagoyin Hakodesh, Rab Isaac Mikarmana, Zech Tzadik Levrocha. Shero le Rabbi Bala Teretz Tzvi Mizidichov. Shekibed li Imoy Bekoishomayim. So this was Rab Isaac Mikarmana, who once saw his Rebbe, the Teretz Tzvi Mizidichov, who was giving a glass of water to his mother. And before he gave his mother the glass of water, you ready? He made a bracha Beshem Amalchus. He said, Asher Kedishonu Bemitzvayse Vitzivanu Al Kibed Avoev. That, as I state in this Kamarna Siddur, and says the Minchas Usher, Upli in Iskavihi, how can you make such a bracha? Now, the truth is that the Rishonim asked the Kasha, why don't we make a bracha? Brichas HaMitzvah was like, keep it up, hey. The Rashba was asked the Kasha in the Tshuva, and the Rashba said, but it doesn't matter what the Teretz is. Halacha L'maisa, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha, Hashem Kedishonu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu, akim ed aveim. So what's going on over here? State in the Kamana Siddur that the Siddur Tzvi Rebbe made a bracha b'shem of Malchus, akim ed aveim. This is the Minchas Usher's kasha, good kasha, right? So he says pshat like this. He says that we just spoke after Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi learns out from a pasuk, from a hekish, that Birchas HaMitzvah seems to be deraisa. Truth is, if you look up the Yerushalmi, it's a very long Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says as follows, Rab Chagi, Rab Yirmiya, Solkun Lebeichan Vasa. Rab Chagi and Rab Yirmiya, they once entered a store. Kofatz Rab Chagi Ubir Chaleim. Rab Chagi jumped up and he made a bracha. Amalei Rab Yirmiya. So Rab Yirmiya told Rab Chagi, Yo'us Avdus. Say you're good. Shekol Han Mitzvah is to Unais Bracha. Because every single mitzvah needs a bracha. Beer. So the Charedim, as in the Bala Charedim, who was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef and the Arizal and Rav Moshe Kardavera. So the Charedim wrote a pirush on Yerushalmi. We have it on two Masechtas. We have it on Masechtas Brachas, and we have it on Masechtas Beya. So the Charedim and his pirush on Yerushalmi, most Yerushalmis have it. On this Yerushalmi right here, says what happened was as follows. Rab Chagi and Rab Yirmiya went into the store. They wanted to check the Midois and the Mishkalos. The Pasuk says, Moisne Tzedek, Avne Tzedek, Ifa Tzedek, Hin Tzedek, Yilucha. Right, you have to make sure that you're Erlich when you do business. So they were going to check to make sure that it was Moisne Tzedek and Avne Tzedek and Ifa Tzedek and Hin Tzedek. The Kofat Rab Chagi, and Rab Chagi got up, Ubirech, and he made the bracha. The following bracha, Asher Kedishanu, Be Mitzvoysa Vitzivanu, Livdoi Kamidois Vahamaz. Nayim Ulisakin Hashaorim. Unbelievable. And what did Rabbi Yirmiya tell him? Yo Sabdus. Very, very good. Shekol ha mitzvah is too nice bracha. Because every single mitzvah needs a bracha. Now the Charedim continues. He says, Came Matsasi the Rabbeinu Eliyahu. He says, I saw by Rabbeinu Eliyahu. And the Michas Asher says, Rabbeinu Eliyahu is definitely Rabbeinu Eliyahu, who was the Mechaber of the Reishas Chachma, who was the Rebbe of the Charedim. So this is the Mechaber of the Reishas Chachma. We're dealing with Kedoshim here. He says, Came Matsasi Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Show you Mavarich, show you Noisin Staka. He used to make a bracha before he gave Sadaka. Or Malvala Ani, the Chain Bechala Mitzvahs. Vele Nagu Kain Oilam. The Minig Oilam is not that way. Ella Bemiktas Mitzvahs Mavarchim, Ubemiktas Ein Mavarchim. Vikfal Nishal Arashba Ladova, the Rashba was asked this Kasha, Vinitchak Losi's Tam. A lot of the Tarutz and why we don't make brachas on different mitzvahs comes from a Rashba and a Tshuva. And he quotes this Rashba right here, and he was Nitchak, says the Chared, and the Rashba was, Losi's Tam, Manishtanu Eva Mehelo. But here's the bottom line. That this minig of the Ateretz Tzvi Mizidichoyv, who was Mechabed his mother, he said, Hashem Kedishonu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu akim ed aveim, already has a makar and a kadmoin, the Baal Reishis Chachma. He used to make a bracha when he used to give tztaka, when he used to be malva la'ani, and it really has a makar and a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Rab Chagi once made the bracha, Hashem Kedishonu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu, libdei kamidois v'amayz naim, ulisakin ha'sha'orim, says the Minchas Usha, you know what I think is going on over here? I think what's going on over here is the Yerushalmi's all the shitasai. Because the Yerushalmi holds that brachas on midayraisa. And if a chiv to make a brachas on mitzvahs is dayraisa, I don't think you could stop being mechalik this mitzvah yes, this mitzvah no. All these tshuvas that the Rishonim and the Achreinim talk about, these are all very nice when you're dealing on a derabbana level. But when you're dealing on a dayraisa level, it becomes very, very dachuk. So the Yerushalmi that holds that brachas on mitzvahs is dayraisa. And by the way, what's the lashon of Yerushalmi? Minayin shekol la mitzvah is tunos bracha. Say you make a bracha for moisnei tzedek and avnei tzedek and eifat tzedek and hintzedek. And you can make a bracha like the Reishis Chachma did when you give tzedakah, and you can make a bracha like the Baal HaTeretz Tzvi Mizidichov did when he was Mekayim Kibud Av V'Eim. The Bavli holds that it's only midrabanan. Being that it's only midrabanan, so the hey mamru, the hey mamru, and that's why we have all these different chalukim. He concludes this piece, he says, v'hinei afagavtule nesiyashiv minigzeh alibi the hilchas. Of course, we don't pass like the Yerushalmi. Uman da oven hachi einoy elu min amatmiyin. It's not something you should do. Don't try this at home. Mikomak and kiven the meiser rav, the goyim v'tzadiku, being that I heard the story from the Rebbe, from Mizidichov, I felt like chasachti mibati sfasai lahoir kin nimtzo lei base of b'divrei hakadmonim. I had to find that at the very least, even though it's a tamiya, but there's at least a makar in the kadmonim, a makar in the Reishis Chachma, a makar in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Either way, it's more to talk about, but it's about Shabbos.